I'd like to welcome you all to Medina Township Trustees Special Meeting, 4:31 PM, April 4th, 2023. Can I have a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. Thank you. Let's start off with the approval of accounts payable. I'd like to make a motion to approve the accounts payable dated 4/4/2023 with a paper check 32735 for the amount of $2,150 and include this one page document.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I keep grabbing it every time. It does the same thing every time.
All right, the second thing we're going to talk about is permanent budget discussion. Did I bring out, hey Chief, on that back table in the meeting room, there's two papers paper clipped together with our 2023 permanent budget. Would you bring those out? Thank you. Give one of those to Bruce and one to Chuck. Oh, mine is on the computer screen. So we got a call that we were out of compliance with our last appropriation.
Was it just one fund?
Well, there were several comments. The one fund was all that she, our fiscal officer, gave us some good information. But that hung her up on the UAM, and that was in the 2081. She also, though, spoke to Denny independently and asked him to consider moving some numbers around within his fund.
Now, she talked to Denny. Did she talk to the chief at all about anything in your fund?
No, sir.
Okay, just wanted to check.
Okay. So... The notes that I had from various notes from Angela was just consider to lower appropriations or hold firm to the budgets so there's enough funds to roll over and cover the first quarter of 2024. Consider lowering appropriations somewhat just to allow lower receipts if the county isn't able to provide us what they estimated. Increase the 2273 fund to maximum appropriations. That's the ARPS money. And be conscious of the general fund, just so it doesn't get depleted. We will eventually get to do here, I would think what we'll do is, we are going to make a motion to amend our previous resolution. I'm not gonna rescind it, not gonna make it go away, this is a standing document. Part of why that is said is because I did speak with the people at UAN directly, and asked them to give me this in writing, so they said a correction or addition to the permanent appropriation can always be added with a supplemental appropriation budget transaction. If a fiscal officer calls us, we'll be happy to walk her through this type of transaction. So these can be adjusted, and it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that made me feel better.
Thank you for that information. That's good information.
She also gave us a series of funds that she had already entered and were okay.
So don't touch.
However, one of the funds is our roads and bridges, which she also asked us to change. So I'm going to follow the lead to change it because they had a conversation, and apparently, according to UAN, we're able to do that.
It's not the end of the world.
I'm talking to legal. The process would be that we would just amend the line items as required, and then make a motion to approve the amended resolution with the following line items. So I think we should have the conversation to do the line item adjustments and then make a motion. To start off with would have been the initial emails that we got.
Yes.
And what that was is the 2081 210 series, 211. I believe that's an OPERS line.
It is the OPERS.
And in our temporary budget, we had appropriated $120,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the process, I think we ended up taking that money from another fund, the emergency services.
Yeah, we went through the emergency services.
Safety services,
thank you. And so we then appropriated nothing out of that line. However, we had already spent some money.
Right.
And that was...
It's a good catch. I mean, that's why it's important to have all the personnel on hand when we're doing this, because this would have been a simple catch, you know, something that we overlooked.
Yep.
It happens.
So I believe the number we spent was $67,000 already. That would show up in our...
Yeah, we have that number.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that is the correct number.
$67,947.92.
Okay. And so I think when the time comes that we should increase that appropriation to a $70,000 number.
Decrease it.
It's at zero now.
Well, I mean, so right now, yeah, okay, so originally in the temporary budget, we had $120,000 in there.
Correct.
So instead of having $120,000 from that, we went to zero.
Right.
So in retrospect, put it at 70.
Correct.
And leave it alone.
Correct.
And then go back over to the safety services one and adjust that slightly.
And that safety services one is, if you want to check that on the thing, is 2191-210-211, and currently in our approved status that was $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
But if we drop it to 70, we put into the other line, then that would become $180,000.
Right.
Okay. And the worksheet I gave you, we actually added some lines that weren't in there before, and I found that working this out with another fiscal officer, there were just some lines missing.
Oh.
So then Denny and I worked on how to do that here a little earlier today. So we that's why I printed that out for us all.
Now let me ask a question here. Can the latest appropriation status that I had was 316. Is there one later than that?
No, that's it.
Because in there, at the 210, 211, there was, year-to-date was 50,277.06.
Yeah, but that's coming off of the temporary budget.
Right, okay. So but we still had unencumbered of 69,000. Couldn't we just move that?
This overrides the temporary budget.
Okay, all right.
That was still on the original 120.
Okay.
So once we prove this, it wipes that slate clean.
Okay, good enough.
I want to find, I just had that email in here for the live. The live, yes, you know what I'm talking about. There we go. A live document. Remember at the last budget meeting, I didn't actually have the live one. I had one and we had to do all the math ourselves, right?
Right. I do have a question. Since we left the 70,000 in the police budget, we have to do the math in that one to see where we're at.
With the certificate.
It's going to be really close to our estimated certificate of resources. And I know that the fiscal officer didn't want us to be that close. She wanted that little bit of carryover. So we're going to have to move some.
Well, that 70, we could take and put that in a category in the safety services. Just not use OPERS. If you would have...
No. What I'm saying is, like, if we put that 70,000 out of the police levy,
it gets you
right
up.
Now, it'll stand our current budget's going to be... $1,522,500, and our certificate of estimated resources for a police levy.
$1,536,205.
So
what I'm saying though is, since we had to put 70 back in there, we can remove like something out, you know, like operating supplies for fuel and stuff like that. We can bump some of that into
like the payment. I was thinking the payment to political subdivision.
Have we paid that yet though? Have we paid that
no
yet?
We have not.
As long as we haven't paid it,
we have not paid that yet.
That 75 can be put right into the safety services, and then
right, and then fuel would be perfect, and then that would give me the carryover. That
when is that payment due?
Should be coming any time.
Yeah. Do you know when we paid for the dispatch? That invoice?
Now here's the sorry, just since we're talking here. Since we have that 75 in there as an appropriation, then we're gonna move it over here. Do we need to put that also into a PO to that entity? To encumber it so we can pay it?
We could, yeah. It's going to be, but I don't know exactly how much it's going to be. I know it's going to be close to 75,000.
Well, if we put a PO for 75,000, you don't have to use the whole PO.
Okay.
As long as you say it's close to that. I'm just thinking, get ahead of the game.
I can do a PO right now. I
mean, we can't, and we can do that at the meeting.
Okay. All right.
I'm just.
But if we could just do that and take the operating supplies fuel, I don't know if we can tip anything out.
Well, you added 70,000 and you've already subtracted that 75,000 right there, so you're actually pop in an extra $5,000 underneath the budget there. I don't want to get too complicated with this. I don't want to be moving all kinds of stuff
right,
around.
That's the, I want to keep it as simple, and I want to make sure that we stay within the certificate of resources.
Who likes simple?
So what I had on there was we had to add on that 2081-210-211, we had to add $70,000, right? And when we're done, what we'll do is we'll go right down through the departments by line when we go to summarize it. So that'll be our, when we go to make the amendment to the resolution.
Like this?
No. Like we have 2031, two items there to make adjustments to. We got 2081. We got 2191. And then we got, I see four in 2273. Then that doesn't really account with what you were just saying either. So, because you were talking about taking something else out of 2081, correct?
Well, if we put 70 in the OPERS, because that's already been basically used, we take out the political, or the payment to the political subdivision of 75,000, that almost is a wash. We would put that 75 in 2191. And then subtract the OPERS one, you know, the 70 grand.
What is the line item? Well, the $75,000.
It's 370.
Okay.
That would be 370 in both.
210, 2081, 210, 370? Nope. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be 2081, 210, 370. Cross that one off, and then in the 2191, 210, go to 370, and then just put it in there.
Why am I not seeing this? Police salaries.
370, it's going to be by natural gas and water.
Okay. I have a line item, but I don't have an account number there, but that's where the 75,000, and you're saying that is line item.
The payment to a political subdivision.
Yeah.
Just take it out of the police one, put it in the safety service one.
Okay, and that's 210 dash, what was the last?
370.
370. And that's 75,000. And then add that to
2191, the safety services part of the police department.
And what are the code number? What's the?
So it's 2191,
uh-huh.
210, 370.
Add 75,000 there?
Yeah, you're just moving it from one to the other. Both.
That washes, so.
And then the OPERS in 2191, the 211 up there, that one was deducted 70,000.
And that is 2191, 210, 211?
Yeah.
And we changed that to 180?
Yeah, you deducted 70 grand from that, so 180.
Okay. $22.73. I think we have four lines there. $22.73, $330.599 line.
Is it $210.599?
$330.599.
Other expenses, $282.934.18.
All right. So the American Rescue Plan.
Let's see here. There's my numbers.
That worked?
Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure I'm in the right line. We're talking. $22.73 is way down low. American Rescue Plan, there we go. So in our 330.599. That's called other expenses. Now we had that last, originally it was 300,000, and then we lowered it. I think because we thought we were getting close to the limit, but later found out we really weren't.
I think you're right.
So, do we want to?
So she's saying just to put all that into an appropriation so that we can.
On that one, she wanted to zero out that line.
Right. So we have 597, and we're at 579.
So if 2273. Lower that, in this case, 282,000. $934.18. That's the difference.
Yeah, if I subtract this one here, which is what we had before, look what we have here, that's the difference. So we just put that somewhere.
Let's if we stay on this for a minute, we can add that back in. I don't want to get.
No, I'm just.
Okay. So then the other is 2273, 330, 730.
Improvement of sites?
That's improvement of sites. We'll add. Wait a second. No, it says we. Okay, yes, we add 300,000 to, well, 282.
Which is, well, 282 is an other.
Right. That's the 599. And what she wants us to take it out of there.
And put it in improvement of sites.
Correct.
Now, if you were just to take the 282, add this. Make that your improvement size, might just be done.
What was that?
If you take this number,
right,
and this number, put it in improvement of sites, might that be done?
Yeah. What is the tip? What is that plus that? So we'll take the 282,934,18 out of the other line. And then we'll add what ends up being 300,482.67.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll check these numbers when we get it all done. The other 2273 line was 2273,110,319. Go up on there. That's other professional and technical. We currently had 72,000 in. And so we wanted to think about lowering that from 72,000 to 42,000. Okay. So that would leave us with 42,000 in that professional technical line. But then we were going to add, and this is where we had to actually add a line in there, 740. So 2273,110,740.
I have a 110,740.
Okay, no, I got one there.
It's got $5,000 in it right now.
Right. He wanted to put 30,000 in there, thinking about a generator for this building. So
deduct 30 from that, put it in there.
Right.
I still think we're going to have some math issue here.
This is 2273,110,319. Total in the 740 number of 42,000 or 35,000. On the 2081 line that we started with, we added 70,000 to that 210,211, leaving that the balance, right?
Right, and then deducted 75,000 from that.
And we deducted that from the 370 line.
Right.
And leaving that at zero, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that department's budget went down.
$5,000. The 2191, we lowered that $70,000, making it $180,000 for the 210,211, 2191. That would have been overs, I believe.
Well, yeah, we dropped that 170.
Right.
It's 180 now.
And
then 370.
370, we added 75,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Making that 75,000?
Yeah, that's the payment. Political subdivision.
Okay. So I got a total by all the adjustments so far. The last adjustment prior to any other conversation was just the one for roads and bridges. And that would be taking the 2031. $330,720, which is buildings.
Mm-hmm. Nothing in there right now.
And we're going to add, you said 300,000. And from the 2031, 330,730. improvement of sites. We'll deduct $300,000. Leaving it zero. Just want to make sure that's...
See, again, with this one being in the same account, the 2031, if you're in improvement or sites and buildings, we could move that at any time, because it's in the same fund.
That's what I thought, but... And if that's the only change we're making in there, and she already has that entered, which was one of her notes.
Because again, it'd just be, I would like to make a motion to move 2031-30, you know, and put... Oh, she's not here to ask, so...
Did you have any conversation with Denny on that to speak of? Or see, I'm just looking for insight, though. He wouldn't have gone out of his way to come down and talk to me about it. And they spent about an hour on it, so... I agree with you, but I guess we can make that change. What I'm trying to wonder is if he's not going to use that for a project he's trying to get contracted now.
Yeah, because, you know, Danny and I spoke earlier, and he has a new appropriation account for the budget meeting as well as a supplemental reallocation to put forth unless you plan to use the advice I gave you and scale back, at which point the budget of 2031 will need to be amended. It's the one time I hope you don't listen to me. But it doesn't say anything about that $300,000 anymore.
No, that was something that he met with me tonight about. Chief, do you remember him talking about the $300,000?
For his addition. I think it was told to appropriate the whole amount.
Yes, because the way she says here is that you would have to do a supplemental reallocation if you leave it where it's at. So if we change it now, then you don't have to do a supplemental reallocation. If that's what he was kind of getting at, can you call him? It'll be the first time an electrical device has been used during a meeting.
Yeah, I don't. We're probably crossing the boundary. I'm going to say let's go with what they brought to us.
Yeah.
Make that adjustment. Now, there were some other things you were talking about. These are the only ones. These were the original ones that she brought up and or that we have heard from. And I can put them in here. We can put them into longhand and do the math and make sure the numbers still work.
Then we gotta do the math. I mean, she is talking about somewhere I read the line to drop everything like 75%, but
well, that's gonna change everything.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. The big thing is we have money appropriated. It doesn't mean spend it.
I think that's the understanding we need to have, and I think our department heads do understand.
Even though there's an allocation for it, there's an appropriation for it, doesn't mean spend it all. I think our department has understand that.
We do.
So, I don't.
I'll tell you what, I, for some reason, am really hot and thirsty and I'm out of water. I would like to call a short recess.
Like to make a motion?
Like to make second. A motion to call a short recess.
3 seconds.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
back from our short break. It's 5:13 p.m. We resume our meeting. Okay, we've gone through those line items. Those are the ones I'm aware of. Are you aware of more, sir?
No, just the one that, for me in the police department, was the big one.
Okay. Bruce, or anything else that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. I have the adjustment, the lines to be adjusted.
So
I have 10 total.
Okay, so just reading this note here.
Okay.
It says the total appropriations of a fund may not exceed its unencumbered January 1st cash balance plus estimated resources for this 2081. That's, the wording's kind of confusing to me. I am assuming that is what we spent, you know, in there. Because there's no encumbrance in OBERS. You don't have to have a purchase order or a blanket for that. So I'm assuming by reading that 70,000 should work. And it says, so from last year, our unencumbered balance for police was $461,000. And then the taxes would make it that we would have a total of $1.5 million. Every year, we're only collecting about $1 million in that account. So even though, what was our final number on that one? 1.5?
1,536,205,38.
That's the total that we have in that account. And what did we end up being at in that account with what we have now?
We're at 1,447,500, and that gives us a carryover of 88,705,38.
Right, and we had a carryover from before of 461. So you would literally, I understand what Angela's saying now. She's saying if you were to spend every dime in that we appropriate, which I don't think we're going to. It's just. The appropriate, you know, it's there, but we're not going to use it.
Right.
I understand what she's saying. I just don't think we're going to use it. But where do you take
so
it
like,
out of?
Yeah, like you're saying, so that without dissecting each number, knowing what our carryover is going to be.
Right.
We know that there's a small amount there right now.
And there's a point made too. If you end up and you spend $1.4 million and you're only bringing in $1 million a year, you'll easily go through that unencumbered carryover from the year before pretty fast.
And how much our budget total is 1.4 something?
1,447,500.
And how much of that comes out of emergency or safety services?
None of it.
None of it.
Not that part.
Okay.
So that's why I don't think we're going to end up using all of that. It's we just put it in there, but to go back and try to lower everything.
Yeah, I don't.
We've made it perfectly clear that we're going to try to use the safety services levy, but obviously this is a talk for another time. But it just does go to show when we are hiring police officers and trying to staff this thing that we will probably need a levy.
Right, and we've talked about that.
We're very aware.
The whole time.
We've talked about that.
So, I mean, I think that we were going to operate off of a budget we had from 3 years ago.
Right, and I don't think we're planning on spending $1.4 million in there right now anyway, so.
No,
okay.
I can't see us spending that at all.
All right, I think we're fine now. I just kind of, I wanted to make sense of what she wrote. Sometimes not the easiest thing to decipher, but that's basically what she's saying, is if you did this and then you keep doing this every year, you'd be out of, money. But we have it and we aren't.
And that's not what we're planning on doing.
No.
Chief, what did you have for the final budget? 1.4 what?
1,447,500.
So I got on the permanent budget, I've got 1,468,500. Why the difference?
Well, he's got the workings thing too. You're gonna punch those in now?
That was the next thing, was to punch these in.
All right.
Do you want anything on the PD budget or where we were?
Yeah, I think we're good. It was just moving those two things. I don't think we were really, we just, again, it was an oversight because we're like, oh yeah, we'll just take the OPERS out of the safety services thing, but forgetting that we are already taking money out of the police, you can't do that.
My computer just went berserk. So with 10 changes, how would you like me to proceed? Should I go through the 10 changes and we'll do the dollars and then we're comfortable? Then we'll verbalize the action?
Yeah, I would just quickly punch this stuff in.
Okay.
Then we'll verbalize it. If you even want to use this as a
talking point.
Yeah. A reference or whatever.
There's my 2031-330-720. That one is, we're going to add 300,000. The improvement of sites, we're going to take away. Everything else should stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cemeteries had no change. $2,081,210-211. That was OPERS. That had nothing. You're going to add 70,000 to that. $2,010,370. That's where we're going to take some away from payments to a political subdivision. Then we go to 2,191. $2,191,210-211, which is OPERS. It was 250. We're going to reduce that by 70,000. And we're going to make that 180,000. Then we're going to go to 2,191,210,370. Payment to a political subdivision. We're going to add 75,000. Making that 75,000. Then we're going to go to the ARPS money at 2,273. Go to 2,273, line 330,599. other expenses. And we're going to zero that out. Removing the 282,934.18. And then we're going to the 2273,330,730 improvement of sites. And we're going to add the 300,000 482,67.67.
There's 2273,330 what?
730. We just added, we took the money out of one line item and added it to there.
To that line item.
Right.
Okay.
It was zero, now it's 300.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Just so.
And we go to 2273,110. 319, which is other professional technical. That's at 72,000. We're going to take 30,000 off of that. So we're going to make that 42,000. And we're going to go to 2273,110,740. It was 5,000. We're going to add the 30 we just took out of the other line to it, making that 35,000. And that should conclude the items that we are changing. Now, you guys have the working sheet. I'd like to start from the top and go through it for a summary on the.
Start right at the beginning?
Yep.
Okay.
We're just going to do on the summary, though, because we'll note the changes. The rest of it stayed the same. So, the total general fund is at $1,575,250. Okay. Motor vehicle tax did not change, stays at $38,000. Gasoline tax did not change, stays at $311,000. Now we're in the 2031 Roads and Bridge Fund. That totals $1,234,600. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cemetery remains 30,000. We go to the 2081 funds, and the total budget for 2081 funds at $1,463,500.
What is it?
$1,463,500.
Just literally changed my $5,000.
Just the $5,000, right. The 2111 funds, that stays the same at 500,000. And just for the record, there was a question about the 319 line other professional technical services. And that is exactly what we had last year. So that's why it was duplicated.
The same line.
Yeah. Safety services. Total budget for the 2191 line of safety services is $1,108,600. $1,108,600.
Okay, 8,000.
600.
600.
Okay. Permissive motor vehicle stays at $130,000. Gets us to the 2023 funds, American Rescue Plan. And the total budget for the 2273 is now $579,934.18.
No.
It was 594, wasn't it? Or is that one that's...
It was 579, now it's 597. Just
still says 579. Did something...
All right. We should have...
We can go back up in here. The only things have changed. $579,934.18.
Said 597.
Well, let's see. You want to add these totals up?
Yes, I'm going to do that. I have 597,482.67.
Okay.
597,482.67.
Let's go through. What do you have? Let's walk through the fund.
Top okay. one, 42,000.
42,000.
And then the buildings is 50.
Okay.
And 35.
Okay.
And then repairs and maintenance, we're at 50.
Okay.
And then improvement of sites, 300,482.67. Okay. And then motor vehicles, 120.
Okay.
So why is it not adding?
That's concerning. Really concerning.
Zero out the 120 and see if that changes anything. In that one, because all your numbers.
So this number here is really
597 482.67.
Fire and rescue. We didn't change that. That stays at 570.
Yep.
Okay, now this total is calling out for $7,558,432.67. got to go through the top, $7,558,432.67. It's higher than what we thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you want to go ahead and we'll add up our, those.
Hopefully 17,000.
That was a number that we intended to go up, actually. Yeah, we added 17,000 back into it.
Yeah, we did. They get that ARP thing to be.
But this is.
Yeah, I can go definitely do that.
Let me see. You want? Okay. Okay. Can we,
Yeah, so it's 17,548.49. That's what I think we bumped into the American Rescue Plan fund to use it up next year.
It's right there. Yeah, it's between here and there. That's what we are now. That's what we were before.
All right, so what's the difference?
Go start $300,482. $492.67.
And then minus the 282.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would do this one again, just double check it. 7,558,432.67 minus 7,548,4.1.
Nice. Yeah. Should we go ahead and do our fund balances, add them up? Just the individuals and see how that totals out?
We're literally off.
You want to do the, just do your general total of our general fund?
I have 1,575,250.
Correct.
And then 38.
Correct. 38,000.
And then 311.
Correct.
And then 1,234,600.
Correct.
30,000.
Correct.
One 4,635,500.
Correct.
500,000.
Correct.
1,108,600.
Correct.
1,300,000.
Correct.
And then 597,482.67.
Correct.
And then 570.
Correct.
So we add all those up. I'm just wondering if your Excel file has a...
Well, that's where I kind of was worried it didn't add up on that one.
Yeah. I'll just crunch off this again.
You grab that calculator. We're going to just add up those funds we just discussed. Make sure that we both come up with the same amount. Unless you got that all for us over there. There's a lot of numbers being thrown around. 5%.
Doesn't make sense to that.
No. Not so sure that's not what we had a thing with the last time. 267. All right, these numbers are all checking out.
Did we just move money from one fund to other fund? We didn't bring any extra money in, did we?
In the road and bridges?
The only extra things, the only thing we added was the, in the 2273, right? We brought that 17,000 back in. Because we left that light.
Right, yeah, because the police one we deducted and we put it over in the safety services. The one that was light was the American Rescue Plan. We just added whatever that difference was to make it.
But our total should come out the same as what we had before.
Plus the 17.
Plus 17.
Pardon?
Plus 17,000 and change. Okay.
So we're close. That worked out.
So now the only thing we want to do before we take this to the next step is make sure that our, that these ones are out, right? We're not exceeding.
You got the pretty one. That one?
I'm just, this is the same report, correct?
Yeah.
Right.
We got one fives, one hundred.
When I'm looking at that, that fund, is that that number that we're?
That's what you have in there. You have that in the, you know, in the balance. This is what your taxes brought in. These are other sources. So these two numbers here equals this.
Okay.
You're at one five, which takes a little bit out of there, but
Right.
I don't think we're going to use it, so.
Right, exactly. And that, and we found that before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm trying to do. I just want to make sure that we're conscious of that. And that is there, so. That might be an area where we're within $272 of, you know, if they miss the mark, right? If they miss their estimate.
So he's at one, two, three, and you're at one, two, four.
I'm talking this one here, I'm sorry.
No, the 38?
We're within a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, I don't think you have to. I don't think you have to.
I don't want to get all of it. I'm just saying, is that too close?
No.
Okay.
If you looked at the one from last, the year before, we used auditing.
Okay.
It just, you know.
Okay.
In fact, a lot of times I've looked at the other ones, even this one here was within, you know, cents.
Is this an estimated resource that could be less than that, or that's real?
This is the real one.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
That's the estimated one is temporary.
Then the 311. Using all but 10 cents, is any of that as?
$10.
$10, that's
Nothing.
It's all there, okay.
Cemeteries.
And we're already saying we're not planning on spending that. That's gonna, we're planning on having carryover. So cemetery is there. We're in pretty good shape there.
Well, I mean, he'd like to be there. Not use that, you know, minimal of that. But again, I think we're gonna be over 100 less, so. We got a plan there.
Where is that at?
Not there. Again, you're not gonna, I'm not gonna really touch anything, so. 130. That's this purple one. Okay, plenty on that one. And that one is exact.
Yep.
And then that's what should be fine too.
All right. Ready to make our I believe I would like to make a motion to amend resolution 0328-2023-041 from our March 28th, 2023 approval. For the permanent budget. By adjusting 10 specific line items. Provide a new summary at the end and a new total. Discussion. This was brought on because we had we missed a line item and I threw an error in the UAN code. So our fiscal officer was able to communicate that with us, and we are going to make the following adjustments to that previous permanent budget. The adjustments are under line item 2031-330-720. We are going to add $300,000 to that line item. In the same 2031-330-730, this is improvement of sites, we're going to deduct $300,000. Simply a recommendation from the fiscal officer. Move to line item 2081-210-211. We're going to add $70,000. That gives that a total of $70,000 in that line item. The 2081-210-370. We are going to deduct $75,000, giving that line item a total of zero. In the 2191-210-211, we're going to deduct $70,000 giving that line a new total of $180,000. The 2191-210-370, we're going to add $75,000, giving that line item a new total of $75,000. In the 2273-330-599, we're going to deduct $282,934.18, giving that line a new total of zero. In the 2273-330-730, we're going to add $300,482.67, giving that line a total of $300,482.67. In the 2273-110-319, we are going to lower that line item by $30,000, giving that line item a new total of $42,000. The 2273-110-740, we're going to add $30,000, giving that line item a new total of $35,000. Give a summary of the fund totals. The general fund totals $1,575,250. Motor vehicle tax, $38,000. Get this right. Gasoline tax, $311,000. Roads and bridges, $1,234,600. The cemetery, $30,000. The police department, $1,463,500. The fire, $500,000. To be clear, that's the 2111 series, $500,000. Safety services, it's a 2191. It totals $1,108,600. $2231, permissive motor vehicle license tax is $130,000. The American Rescue Fund, Plan Fund, which is 2273, $597,482.67. Fire, rescue, ambulance, and EMS, $570,000. For a total 2023 permanent appropriations budget, $7,558,432.67.
What was the American Rescue Plan total?
$597,482.67. Not millions, 500. Do I have to second that?
We never did roll call.
Right.
They have to do a roll call.
If you're done.
That's what I mean. Is there any other discussion? Okay. Roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
nothing else further, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
The time is now 5:57, Tuesday, April 4th. This meeting is adjourned.
I just realized that my meeting started.